This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Albemarle Economic Development Director Lindsay Ahmed, along with the ADC Director, said they are still taking applications for the Downtown Development Grant, or the Catalyst Grant for downtown Albemarle businesses, and they have about $100,000 to work with. $50,000 of that comes from the city, $20,000 from Uwari Bank, $20,000 from the ADDC, and $10,000 from Electric Cities. And here is Joy Ahmed talking about that Catalyst Grant at the EDC meeting for Stanley County.
Lindsay mentioned the Catalyst Grant being open. As you know, we've encouraged some applicants to submit projects. There's properties that have changed hands. It has some new property owners that have some ideas. They look to develop the properties, but they also want to retain one historic charm of them, which is what De La Salle is all about, the Main Street's all about. So of just working with them and trying to, you know, leverage whatever incentives we can find, such as historic tax credits if they're, you know, applicable, things of that sort. So very excited to see what's going to come on some of those new projects that, again, allowed to the vibrancy of our downtown.
CVB Director Casey Brooks went before the Stanley County Commissioners to seek a board appointment after the resignation of Amanda Rowland from the Agri Civic Center and the board, and here she is with that.
Thank you guys for having me tonight. I just want to briefly update you guys and ladies. Amanda Rowland has since left the Stanley County Agri-Civic Center. I'm sure you guys are aware of her resignation, and we're now needing to appoint someone to fill that role for that appointment on our board. Again, we meet once a month, the second Wednesday morning of the month. And our proposal would be Annie Brown to fulfill that three-year term. Annie came to us willingly after actually filling the role at the Agri-Civic Center with Chris. Annie's experience with the CVB, she was an intern for many years, has a pretty vast amount of knowledge, and I think would be a huge asset for us. So I just come tonight to propose her and see what your feedback is on that, or if you were to appoint someone else.
I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Annie Brown to the vacant position.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Commissioner Eifert, second. Any discussion? All in favor of Ann Brown being appointed as a county representative to the CVB Board of Directors until June 30th, 2027, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Thank you for coming.
The Albemarle Police Department said that their patrol division dedicated approximately 45 hours to foot and preventive patrols downtown and on the greenways for the month of September, and traffic complaints continued to be addressed. Officers conducted 68 traffic stops on Highway 52 and issued 8 speeding citations and several written warnings in September. Complaints were also received for Highway 2427, where officers conducted 121 traffic stops in September, resulting in 14 speeding violations and numerous written warnings. In the Woodhurst-Anderson area, there were 4 traffic stops and 1 citation issued. For the month of September, they handled 1,954 calls, which is up over the 1,873 of the same month last year. They conducted 398 traffic stops, which is also up over 367 from last year. And they made 4 DWI arrests, 1 less than the same month last year. They issued 248 citations for the month of September, which is almost double of last year, where they did 127 for the month of September. There were 80 collisions reported and 189 incident reports. For the month, they had 8 aggravated assaults, 27 larcenies, 15 burglaries, 3 motor vehicle thefts for the month of September. The Albemarle Fire Department said that for the month of September, they handled 78 service calls and 186 EMS calls. Their dispatch time was about 1 minute and 22 seconds, and their arrival time was 4 minutes and 33 seconds. They conducted 70 safety inspections, two school fire drills, a couple alarm tests, smoke alarm installations, plus conducted four walkthroughs and checked car seats. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Partly sunny today, the high this afternoon in the upper 70s to near 80. Partly cloudy tonight, the low going down to 53. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 78. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
The Rick and Bubba Show with Eddie Van Adler, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Bill Bubba Bussell, and Rick Burgess.
Let's go. Brand new hour right now from the Big Boy Studios. Max Licato coming up later this hour. The gang is all here. When we left last hour, there's all kinds of what's going to happen 1 week from today with the election, and then however the election goes, you know, what's going to happen then, protest and whatever. And, of course, people are hearkening back. And